This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents of the Bahamas are now bracing for the impact of Hurricane Dorian, which is snaking its way westward towards the U.S. mainland. Dorian is moving west at about 13 kilometers per hour with maximum sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. It is expected to stay on its current track for the next day or two and then turn slightly to the northwest. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnest warned his citizens to be ready for the huge storm surges.
This surge would not be a one-time surge. It would be repeated surges coming to your shores and at your homes.
The National Hurricane Center is warning that the storm could produce as much as 30 centimeters of rain along the southeastern United States and could cause life-threatening flash floods. U.S. President Trump's trade war with China, until now mainly an abstraction for American consumers, is about to hit home. As of this Sunday, 69% of the consumer goods Americans buy from China face his import taxes, up from 29%. Louisiana sugar cane grower Carl Newton says there's not much U.S. farmers can do about the trade war.
If you're in the export market in agriculture, you have to deal with geopolitical risk. And this is the tariffs with China is a perfect example of that. And I don't know how to manage that. You know, you just hold on and muddle through and hope things get better.
The 15% tariffs on $112 billion in Chinese imports will apply to items ranging from smartwatches and TVs, shoes, diapers, sporting goods, and meat, as well as dairy products. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed when a suicide bomber set off his device in Kunduz, Afghanistan, where Afghan forces gathered to repel a Taliban attack that started Friday night. Afghan officials said the dead include both soldiers and civilians. The bombing came shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said government forces had repelled a coordinated Taliban attack on Kunduz near the Tajik border. The attack started early Saturday morning, set off gun battles and airstrikes throughout the day. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. At least 5 people were killed, 21 injured in a mass shooting in an area near Midland and Odessa, Texas. The Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke said that the incident began with a traffic stop. The suspect shot a police officer and drove off, shooting at other people. He eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think that there could be 2 gunmen, but authorities now believe there was only one. Officers caught up with the suspected shooter, a white male in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. Vice President Mike Pence said that President Trump has been briefed on the incident.
He's closely monitoring the developments in the investigation in the mass shooting in Odessa. Our hearts go out to all the victims, families who had loved ones lose their lives.
This incident comes less than a month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from a water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters, AP's Karen Chamas.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the 5th anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of Russians defied authorities on March Saturday in central Moscow, ignoring officials' warnings and pressing demands to let independent candidates run in upcoming city council elections. Police did not interfere with the protests, which was markedly smaller than the previous ones. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh, yeah, 101. All the hits and more.